producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I can't even begin to tell you, it was, everything that any Cubs fan could have ever dreamed of. And so many Cubs fans there, you know, many more than you could have ever expected. I think I saw more W flags at PNC Park than I've seen at a lot of Wrigley games.
There's Al yelling back from bleedcubbyblue.com, commenting on the large number of Cubs fans that went on the road to cheer on their team as they won the wild card slot and now head to the playoffs in Major League Baseball. So Sports Talk Radio with Major League Baseball playoff action as number one becomes the number 10 item on this week's countdown. If you can follow the numbers, you're in doing so, you're doing well. I might suggest Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown show for the week ending Friday, the 9th of October, reviewing the top 10 talk topics during this hour based on the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio's there, Talkers Television. It's the way people find out what's going on in the talk radio industry because the folks there monitor a lot of talk radio programs and hosts and the stations themselves for feeling the pulse, if you will, of the nation conversationally on News Talk Radio. So let's see what's on that list. Counting down from number 10 to number 1, the Major League Baseball action, the activities of the players on the field, off the field, at number 10.
Number 9.
The flooding in South Carolina, the weather there over last weekend through into this week. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn talked to Kevin Cohen, who's owner of our affiliate WQXL 95.9, The Point, in Columbia, South Carolina, about the unprecedented flooding this week there.
Tell us where you are and what's going on.
I'm right in the heart of Columbia. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in my home. I'm having to do my radio program a little later this morning from the house because the roads getting out of my own neighborhood cracked and washed out, and I can't even get out of my own neighborhood with a vehicle. So
really?
We're going to be doing a little old-time radio here, just kind of working our way through it. But the rain's so unprecedented. I mean, I got a kick out of the whole 1,000-year thing that Governor Haley said also when you guys were kind of getting a joke about that. But it is something I've never seen in my life. I've been in Columbia for 21 years, and it's mind boggling you're talking about areas that have traditionally in Columbia not flooded at all during a heavy rain or flash flooding, and there's buildings where you can only see the roof at this point. People are rescuing people standing on their roofs. This looks like a scene, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but it looks like a scene that we're used to seeing back from the footage of Katrina and things like that. But
yeah,
it's obviously not like that, but it's been phenomenal.
How is the government, how are they messaging stuff to the people? Because I mean, how are they getting the word out, especially if people are without power? How's the rules? If you're supposed to boil water, how is that information being disseminated?
Well, fortunately, in terms of a metro area here with about 800,000 people, right now in Columbia, only about 11,000 are without power, which is kind of remarkable in and of itself. So the good news is most people still have their radios and they still have television and social media. I mean, there's no way any of us at this point can deny it, whether Dougie likes social media or not.
He sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I listen to you folks every morning, but whether he likes it or not, it's just a tool that we have to use at this point. So we're doing everything we can to, whether it's tweeting it out or Facebook or whatever it is. I mean, we just have a responsibility, and all of us have a journalistic background, so we all know that our first responsibility is just to get the word out and keep people safe, and that's what radio is still a phenomenal tool for.
How are emergency services doing? Are they able to get around?
For the most part, I mean, again, all the interstates have been closed, which Columbia, South Carolina, while we have some of our faults, we have four major interstates that travel through here. So getting through South Carolina is very easy usually, but they're all closed. They're underwater in many areas. It's just not safe. So EMS knows what they're doing. The first responders have done a phenomenal job. I mean, we sometimes forget, Rich, that these guys train year-round for events like this, and they've been prepared. I got to give props to the governor, and I got to give props to emergency response. They've really done their job well so far.
number 8. Number 8 item from the Talk Radio Countdown program is the activity in Afghanistan this week with the strike on the hospital, Doctors Without Borders affected. Here from another one of our affiliates, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Ludell talked to correspondent Jerry Van Dyke about an accidental airstrike there.
What went wrong with the U.S. air attack on that hospital in northern Afghanistan? Did the U.S. violate its own rules of engagement in Afghanistan?
The easiest phrase, of course, is the fog of war. I don't really know what to say because the Pentagon has changed its statements consistently, but now it appears that, according to General John Campbell, who is in charge of all U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, says that somewhere along the chain of command, that is, from the forces on the ground up to whoever had to make the decision to bomb that that hospital, someone made a mistake, and it looks like the United States is going to owe up to it. However, Medicine Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, internationally known and respected medical group, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998, said this is a calling for a criminal inquiry into this, calling it a war crime possibly. So I don't think we have seen the end of this. I don't think we know everything yet, and I think it's going to possibly, I think for the sake of Afghanistan, for the sake of American involvement in Afghanistan, the truth will have to come out sometime in the...
A cloak and dagger question, Jerry. What is the chance of someone in Afghanistan with the goal of actually fermenting more Afghan opposition to the United States, and so, you know, someone who's pro-Taliban, somehow fed wrong information to U.S. intelligence and or the U.S. military?
I think that's entirely plausible, and I think it's an excellent observation. What I was talking with an Afghan who works with protecting the media and promoting democracy in Afghanistan just 2 days ago, and he talked about how the governor of Kunduz was strangely absent, how there is a tremendous amount of corruption among the leadership, the political leadership in Kunduz, which is in the very far north. It's primarily a Tajik region, but there's a Pashtun center to it, and the Taliban are, of course, Pashtun, and that they were all absent during this attack.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and the strike on Afghanistan. Welcome in to the people listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show in Bakersfield, California, Omaha, Nebraska, Tulsa, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre, Knoxville, Tennessee, all the folks that are listening in the Dallas area as well. Thank you for tuning in to this week's version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places. So I get points for filling up at Xbox?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Number seven item, focusing on Mrs. Clinton. Here's host Ron St. Pierre talking to pop culture expert Dr. Robert Thompson about Mrs. Clinton's appearance on SNL, which may go a long way to rebranding her and taking the focus off the email case and Benghazi.
I got a few yucks out of Hillary's appearance on Saturday night.
I did, too, and I would say this went beyond a cameo. Generally, that's what people who are running for office do on Saturday Night Live. They make an appearance, it's a cameo, and they go off. She did a long sketch. I mean, that was a substantial thing with a lot of speaking parts. And then she went on, amazingly, to be the person that introduces Miley Cyrus. So she played a big role in that episode.
Yeah, and, you know, at one point she played a bartender, Val, to Kate McKinnon. Hillary Clinton, I think McKinnon's terrific, by the way, and she said, and McKinnon said, I wish I could be president, and then Hillary Clinton, as Val the bartender, said, I wish I could too, and there was a real genuine laugh there.
There was. I think she got, and Hillary Clinton is not someone who can get laughs out of an audience
often. Yeah.
And people, she's well known as being kind of robotic and not very warm. They even made fun of that toward the end when McKinnon, as Hillary, says, you're really easy to talk to the actual Hillary. And the actual Hillary says, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
You know, but
so it's almost like Hillary Clinton could probably do better with the electorate as Val than she does as Hillary Clinton.
You might be right, but you know what? To its credit, SNL didn't really lob her complete softballs during that skit because they took a jab at her for being late to the dance on gay marriage and the Keystone Pipeline.
That's absolutely right, and she really, I don't know if good sport is the word, but there was some of that stuff that was almost on the verge of being uncomfortable, but she really sort of inhabited the fact that it wasn't her, and it somehow worked. And then, of course, we haven't mentioned the thing that most people are talking about, was her pretty good Donald Trump impersonation.
Yeah, isn't he the guy who dislikes everybody or something like that? You know, it got to be sort of, if you Lorne Michaels, you must reach out to these candidates a lot of times, and you got the leverage because, you know, if you want to present the softer, kinder Hillary Clinton, you know, I'm sure Lorne Michaels reaches out and says, you know what, you need us more than we need you.
Yeah, and I think that's the proper the correct assessment of that equation now. Late night television has become very much a part of, I think, anyone's effective campaign. Now, there's some that may not use it because they're really not good at it, but I think it's really become an important part on the new digital whistle stop.
Sure.
And this is now the second time we saw Jimmy Fallon as Donald Trump interviewing the real Donald Trump in that mirror sequence last week, I think it was. And now we've seen these two Hillarys doing it, which is kind of a rhyming with that thing Fallon did. So I think we're going to see a lot more of this before we get to the election.
All right, so yucks before the election. I guess we can all stand for a little more of that, given who's running and what they have to say. Yes, up next, number six, as we work our way through the top 10 on the countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
At the number six position, that horrible, this is my own editorial, but I'm going to underscore how horrible the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is. One of the worst things to ever be presented to the Congress will pretty much put the American family farmer out of business if enacted. So here, listen to this discussion. Talk radio personality Jimmy Barrett with Fran Smith from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. They discuss what we really know about the deal and what we don't know.
Do we have any idea, Fran, what's in there, who it helps, who it hurts?
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to be, I serve on a committee as the U.S. Trade Representative, and I'll be able to see the document today in a secured room and read it and maybe take notes, but, you know, can't take any paper away.
Hang on, why do you have to be in a secured room?
Well, so I can't do any kind of WikiLeaks stuff.
So you can't make copies of it or anything, right?
I can make copies or Xerox or whatever.
Why is it so secretive?
Well, most trade negotiations are done behind closed doors because before they're finalized, you don't want some of the stuff like, I'm willing to give you this if you give me this, the quid pro quo type of negotiations that take place. And those can be just thrown off the track if somebody leaks. That may not be the final agreement. That may be just part of what they're offering. So it makes sense when you negotiate not to have it completely open. But this, because of all the WikiLeaks stuff, has been a bit more secure than is normal.
I was going to say, what would you expect to see in there?
Well, we've gotten some general information and from what some of the parties to the negotiations. It's, I think, going to be a mixed bag. It's obviously a huge agreement. These 12 countries, as you mentioned, they represent about 40% of the world's GDP. So it is a big deal in more ways than one. It opens up some markets that previously had been kind of tight. Some of the dairy markets, the autos, our ability to export autos to Japan, that opens up a bit. Some of our protected industries, like the sugar industry, Australia and others will be able to import more sugar, which made them feel happy because our sugar system costs consumers a lot of money. So there's some good and some bad. What we think at CEI is some of the bad is it's great to get rid of tariffs. It's great to open markets. But what they're doing is putting into this trade agreement labor and environmental provisions and intellectual property provisions and investor provisions, things that are tangential to the real commercial activity of trade. And those open up the trade agreement to a lot of special interests. So we don't do labor forces, labor unions, yeah, environmental groups. And so we think we should go back to the days when a trade agreement dealt with trade.
Just because we've got some sort of a deal put together doesn't mean that it's been approved. We still have to approve it, correct?
Oh, definitely, yes. And that's going to be very contentious. I guess you've seen some of the people in the presidential race, like Donald Trump, has expressed some dismay about the agreement. Bernie Sanders, the Democratic candidate in the primaries, he doesn't like it at all. He's always been a labor supporter, and he's worried about some of the countries in the less developed world coming in to this agreement.
All right. Well, there are a lot of things to worry about, including for my money as a dairy farmer and somebody who does a program called the American Family Farmer. This is disaster, not even bad, but disaster for the American Family Farmer. So something to keep your ear and your eye on here. That brings us down to number five, which will happen in a few.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's focus on what we've done so far. Remember the old business, if you're a speaker, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. I suppose that's the spirit in which we review where we are at this point in the countdown, halfway through. We started with number 10, sports action, the Major League Baseball playoffs, that sort of thing. Very cool. Number 9, the flooding in South Carolina. Number 8, what's going on in Afghanistan. Number 7, the Hillary Clinton case. I guess which case are we talking about? Well, more the email than anything else, I guess. And the Trans-Pacific trade deal, which is, as many times as I can say it, I will say it, an unbelievable mess and bad for American farmers. Not that this current administration cares anything about them. That's my pejorative on that. Okay, so let's keep going. Second half of the countdown starts with number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5 is a focus on what the heck the Republicans are doing to replace John Boehner. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to political editor from USA Today, Paul Singer, about the Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy deciding that he didn't want the job now after all.
If Kevin McCarthy does not have the interview with Sean Hannity where he brings up Benghazi in a way where it looked like to maybe skeptics of McCarthy and Democrats that he was basically was saying the Benghazi hearings were about hurting Hillary Clinton's chances to be the Democratic nominee. Does this happen today? Are we talking now today about it's basically a done deal that Kevin McCarthy is the next Speaker of the House?
You know, probably not. I mean, it's hard to tell. He clearly cited that when he said part of the reason he stepped down is that he felt like he shouldn't be a distraction from that committee's good work. Those statements really enraged the conservatives in his party because they felt that he was essentially undercutting this committee, which they believe is doing the important work of finding the truth of what happened, you know, in Benghazi. So it certainly didn't help him. It's hard to know, really. I think even without that, he was still going to be facing the same problem Boehner was facing, which was that there was a restive caucus of conservatives who felt like they were not getting a chance to have their votes on the floor, to have their voices heard, and they were going to demand some kind of change anyway. I think the comments on Benghazi just sort of weakened McCarthy's hand dramatically in his negotiations with them.
Well, they have to acknowledge that, yes, they have the majority in the House and Senate, but you still have, for another 15, 16 months, Barack Obama And I have to count the numbers and realize the power of a veto. So as you look at this, those folks who are further to the right, not just Tea Party members, but folks who haven't felt like that Boehner or McCarthy and others have fought the president hard enough, are they going to get their fighter? Will that person now emerge as the next speaker?
It's hard to know. I mean, at the moment, the next speaker, it looks like for the next couple of weeks, is back to John Boehner.
Yeah.
He delays the election for his successor. We have no idea who is going to be the primary candidate to replace him at this point. Nobody has ever thought that the Freedom Caucus, most conservative wing of the Republican Party, would have enough votes to elect a speaker of their own. I think you're right that with Barack Obama in the White House, they still can't get stuff written into law, but they would like a more confrontational stance. They would like to force bills to the president's desk that he has to veto. And that's what they haven't been able to do, and that's what they're most mad about. And they also want the Republican leadership to basically not wait for deadlines and start getting their things, their negotiating positions on the table early, so that there's time to fight them out and come to a better resolution than just, oh, there's a shutdown. We have
Number four item, back to Roseburg, Oregon, for the second week in a row, where our affiliate, KQEN, and host Kyle Bailey, talked to clinical psychologist Gregory Brigham about helping people in this community deal with the aftermath of that tragic shooting.
How long do you wait before you say, I really do need to talk to somebody? Because, really, for the first couple of days, a lot of folks are deer in the headlights, and you're going through routines. But we know that even if people didn't know someone directly, this affected offices. This certainly affected schools, kids at the high school, middle school, that had older siblings that may have been elsewhere on the campus who were in no way in harm's way. But it just sort of puts this big cloud up there that everyone is trying to get through. So how do you know when you need to ask for help?
Yes. Well, that's a good point. People are busy just coping with the day-to-day events and the disruption to their lives with this. And so we've made at South River Community Health Center, for example, we've made free access to counseling available so people can just call and arrange a time that's convenient for them and stop in and talk with someone without a lot of additional burden of scheduling and arranging and worrying about payment arrangements and that sort of thing. So people are going to have a range of experiences in response to this. Of course, it affects people's feelings. For some, they'll become deeply sad and potentially depressed about this. For others, it's more of a fear reaction or anxiety or worry. And still others, agitation and anger. So these are all normal reactions to events in our lives, but they can become troublesome and start to interfere with us in our relationships and abilities to get things done. So any of those things that are troubling a person would certainly be a good reason to stop in and talk with someone. Many people will have thoughts that are disturbing or that they can't get rid of. They may feel guilty or as if in some way they could have prevented or helped with the events had they been there, or they may have thoughts of their last interaction with people that have been affected. These are all, again, natural thoughts to occur, but they can become problematic, and it can be very helpful just to talk with someone.
Number three. All right, that's a cue in on the number three item or issue this week on the countdown, the presidential race, the status of all those people, whether it be Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, who's running for what here, Bernie Sanders, Jeb Bush, you know the list. Here's radio man Steve Scott talking to Mike Allen from Politico.com about the possibility that Joe Biden decides pretty soon that he's in.
Joe Biden is apparently very close to deciding whether to make a run for president. Mike, what have you learned?
Well, Steve, the vice president has been thinking about this for months, but we're coming to a close here. Steve, I'm told that next weekend is the most likely time for the vice president to call a family meeting, probably at their place in Wilmington, Delaware, and then the next day let people know his decision. Now, Steve, as you well know, that's the day before the first Democratic debate, which Biden has said he won't participate in. So that timing would be very neat. We're told that it could slip because there's only one person who's going to decide. That's Joe Biden. But the small circle of people who've been talking him through this say that's when they expect it to happen.
Do you have a sense, Mike, of which way the vice president might be leaning, or is there a chance that even at this late date, he honestly hasn't decided yet?
Steve, I agree with B. Definitely on the first part, you and I would have to go to Vegas if I knew. It's funny, I talked to a number of people who have visited with the vice president recently, and they're kind of split. They mostly think he's leaning toward doing it. A very key quote that I got from someone who's very involved in this process is that in the last couple of months, as he's been thinking about this, nothing Biden has heard has deterred him. So he seems to like the idea, but Steve, a number of the people I talked to hope that he won't. Friends of his, people who have served with him, they say that this is very unlikely to come to a happy ending. Certainly, he would be the underdog against Secretary Clinton with her huge head start. And as a result of that, they hope that after what he's gone through with his family, that he won't jump in. Instead, Steve, the way that a lot of his friends hope to look at it is that this testing the waters process of these months of considering it have given the vice president a lot of love and reassurance and time that he needed it. We've been covering him much more intentionally. Everybody's been talking to him about how great he would. So what a lot of his friends hope is that he'll come out of this feeling good, but not step into this mission. But no one knows, and someone who served with him in the Senate told me this had actually come up. And the vice president had said he is satisfied with having his ultimate political act wind up in defeat.
All right. So there's that's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? Even if you run, you know you can't win. All right. So there we have consideration of the presidential race from a relatively different point of view this week. New is some information from the Middle East on ISIS. That's next, as the countdown has a little different shape as we get to number one. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Hyphens. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're planning
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Number two.
Number two item on the countdown is a focus on where ISIS is, what's going on in Syria and the Middle East. The Russians are even a bit pushed back from this, as you'll be surprised about what number one is. Number two and number one kind of tied together. Here's host Bill Handel talking about the government here, our government, launching an investigation to find out how so many members of ISIS are driving Toyotas.
For some reason, these guys at ISIS drive Toyota trucks. I'm looking at a photo of the ISIS guys on the back of these pickup trucks with weapons. You have those mounted machine guns. And I'm looking at a line along a road. There must be, I don't know, 40 of them. All the same. Even painted the same. And so the U.S. government's figuring out, okay, how do they get them? As a matter of fact, counterterrorism officials have even asked Toyota to help them determine how ISIS has gotten so many damn of these Toyotas. They're seen in the propaganda videos in Iraq and Syria and Libya. Toyota supports the inquiry. Really? Toyota, yeah, there's a shocker. Toyota says, yes, we'd like to find out how they got hold of them. Although we must tell you, they're a very good profit center for us. Because ISIS buys retail. They don't negotiate. I mean, sometimes they come in and just take them, and sometimes they come in and they behead the salespeople. I get that. But they're great customers. Toyota's Washington-based director of public policy and communications said, we briefed the Treasury on Toyota's supply chains in the Middle East and the procedures that Toyota has in place to protect supply chain integrity. I don't know what supply chain integrity is, other than we're going to make damn sure that when an ISIS guy comes into a Toyota dealership, there's always a car there for him to buy. He said that Toyota has a strict policy to not sell vehicles to potential purchasers who may use or modify them for paramilitary or terrorist activity. I wonder when someone comes in and buys one of those, the dealer asks, are you going to be using this to kill people? He did say it was impossible for the company to track vehicles. They've been stolen. They've been bought and resold by middlemen. Now, it just so happens to be. Does anybody have a Toyota Helix or Hilux pickup truck? Is that even sold in the United States? The Hilux is the let's kill people with our Toyota trucks version of the Tacoma. They also like Toyota Land Cruisers. And if you see the ISIS videos, they're the truck beds loaded with heavy weapons. The cabs are jammed with terrorists. That's another one that Toyota can say. We can put more terrorists into our cabs than any other brand. And the Iraqi ambassador to the U.S. believes ISIS has actually acquired hundreds of brand new Toyotas in recent years. He said, this is a question we've been asking our neighbors. How do these brand new trucks, these four-wheel drives, hundreds of them, where are they coming from?
I'm looking at the same picture Bill Handel was looking at, the photo that was released by ISIS, which has been verified and consistent with other reporting. The militants in a long, almost parade-like assembly showing off their weapons. It kind of reminds you of what goes on in China and Russia as the militants walk through Red Square or Tiananmen Square displaying their arms. That's kind of what this looks like. But it takes you back when you look at it. As Bill said, all of the trucks are painted the same colors, like they have a fleet of them. Good question. That's number two. Number one, more on same coming up here on the countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The scene has been set for a continuing conversation about what's going on in the Middle East as we now focus on Russia and what they're doing in Syria. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, had a conversation with analyst Ivan Eland about the difference between Russia's objectives in that area and the United States. Let's listen.
Of course, we'd like to see Assad gone, and that's where the conflict comes, because there's an incentive for the Russians, because they want to keep Assad in power, to hit the other groups, opposition groups, since we're taking care of ISIS, or supposed to be taking care of ISIS. So the Russian strategy is logical from their point of view, because they want to keep, their main goal is to keep Assad, and that's not our main goal. So, and you're right, our policy is very muddled, but that's why the Russians are doing what they're doing.
You know, this is such baloney. All of this stuff is just more from the military-industrial complex. If you look at the picture here clearly, so let the Russians blow up ISIS and keep Assad in power, and then we send in, under cover of darkness, a group of SEALs, and they bump off Assad. The story's over. What do we have? What is all of this baloney? It really is. It's just posturing, politics, and baloney. At the moment, let's talk about today and what goes on, because some people are worried about World War III starting here. What do you think really is ultimately going to happen?
Well, I don't think there probably will be World War III. I think they're meeting, the Russians and the U.S. are meeting to what they call deconflict the missions. But still, as we saw with the the Russians going into Turkey, whether you believe that was an accident or not, things can, you know, borders can, let's say it was an accident, accidents can happen, or people, you know, one side will push the other side and, you know, they didn't like what the other side did, and you can end up in a war by accident or by miscalculation. So there is a danger of that, I think. It's really weird because both the Russians and the U.S. don't like radical Islam, but I think you're absolutely right. The real issue here is dominance of the Middle East, and of course the Russians are really fighting from as they are in Ukraine, they're fighting from a position of weakness because Assad only has 20-25% of the territory in Syria, and he was losing. That's why they had to shore him up, and so the U.S. has the influence Middle East wide.
All right. Also, a conversation here from radio person John Howell. Here he has Senator Dan Coats of Indiana discussing the Russian airstrikes.
Senator Dan Coats of Indiana, I wanted to get your take on us having to divert our jets over or near Syria because of a Russian incursion.
Well, this is a very serious situation here. This is part of the American retreat from world dominance. And the Russians are falling, have taken over here and into this gap. This is a dangerous situation when you've got Russian planes with one mission and American planes with a separate mission flying over the same territory. One accident, one deliberate provocation and whatever, and you got a real serious thing in your hands. So I think we ought to be very concerned about what's happening.
You know, you were saying that we're letting other people take the lead. Donald Trump has said, so what? You know, Putin, let him go battle ISIS. Let him deal with Syria. Why do I want to waste more of my blood and treasure? And others have said, boy, that is a very, very elementary view of the world. What do you think?
Well, that's a very, as you said, that's a very simple view here of the situation that exists. There's a lot at stake in Syria, a lot at stake in the Middle East in terms of how this plays out. And it's not, you know, the Donald comes up with things that maybe people like to hear, but there's no substance backing it up. And he obviously doesn't have the experience of knowing how in the fog of war things can go wrong that you anticipate. And so I think we have to look at this with much more oversight and much more involvement here and try to lay out a plan and an agreement with who's flying what and where are they flying, and this isn't happening, and so we are just an accident away or a provocation away from having a real serious situation.
All right, so let's review where we are here by looking at the poll at DougStefan.com this weekend, which lists all of the top 10 topics. You tell us, if you will, what do you think is most important? Do you believe that what's going on in the Middle East is the most important issue of the week in the presidential race, and where it is the most important item on the countdown this week? Is it the House Speaker's race? That, I would say, in my mind, may be close to the top. There is the continuing focus on Mrs. Clinton. What's number one? You tell us. We're interested. We want to know. As a matter of fact, there are tens of thousands of people who will take the poll with you, so we'll put the collective information all together. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for being here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.